This is Sounds of Science. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, I'm Alex Filippidis. This October, the FDA is expected to approve the first CAR-T cancer immunotherapy, thanks to a unanimous recommendation by an advisory panel last week. Novartis's CTL19 is indicated for children and young adults with relapsed or refractory B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
I think Novartis deserves a lot of credit. It's not often that such an innovative therapy like this is first developed by a large pharmaceutical company.
Brad Loncar watches the cancer immunotherapy scene closely as CEO of Loncar Investments.
Hopefully it's just the start of CAR-T. I think this is chapter one, and I think we can expect to see a lot of interesting clinical data from here on out.
Loncar says Novartis's positive data from the pivotal Eliana study and other clinical trials makes the expected approval meaningful, even historic.
Novartis saw 83% complete remission rate at a three-month mark, and 79% of patients were alive after 1 year. And that compares to what you would normally expect with existing therapies that would be measured in months of overall survival.
Novartis is one of two CAR-T therapy developers that could win approvals this year. The other is Kite Pharma. Back in March, Kite completed its submission for FDA approval to market exicabtagene ciloleucel for relapsed or refractory aggressive non-Hodgkin lymphoma. But in May, Kite suffered a setback. One patient in a clinical trial developed multiple organ failure and died of a cerebral edema. Kite says it's the only such case of 300-plus patients treated with the therapy, and that the patient showed signs of serious illness before being dosed. While the companies won't initially compete directly, Novartis is looking at a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma indication, says Loncar.
Novartis has some data in aggressive NHL, and they said they hope to file for approval for that by the end of this year, and so it's possible that they might be approved and competing head-to-head with Kite in that NHL indication sometime next year.
In March, five patient deaths derailed Juno Therapeutics' lead CAR-T therapy candidate, JCAR-15. Juno has since refocused its CAR-T development, with JCAR-17 furthest along in several cancer indications. Last month, Juno released positive Phase 1 data for 17 in NHL. However, approval is likely more than a year away.
Juno is a great company and has great science and great people working there, but they're a couple years behind.
Loncar says two developers of anti-BCMA CAR-T therapies bear watching. One is Bluebird Bio, which at ASCO joined Celgene in announcing positive Phase 1 data for BB2121. Also, China's Nanjing Legend Biotech announced complete remission in 14 of 19 patients dosed with its treatment, LCAR-B38M.
The data we've seen is early and preliminary, and we just want to make sure that it holds up and looks like it's ready for prime time. And if it is, then we'll look towards the next thing as well.
Thanks for taking the time. For genetic engineering and biotechnology news, Sounds of Science, I'm Alex Filippidis.